court is now in session. How did this even come up?
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
We were chatting to a lovely woman who was discussing how she had lasagna for dinner.
Gemma, you're right.
Yeah. And I just chanced asking her about accompaniments.
Yeah.
Or sorry, it was after we were chatting to her and I was like thinking what could go well with it. And I mentioned the C word.
And
when I mentioned the C word, I didn't expect the backlash from you. I didn't expect it to be so controversial. But straight away, you were like, I can't be dealing with coleslaw.
You may stop with your pro-coleslaw messages. Not listening.
I didn't think you were as avidly anti-coleslaw. Oh. Can we investigate this a bit further, like tomorrow or Friday?
You can.
Why are you so against? Are you just against it with lasagna or whatever?
No, the whole lot.
What?
Makes me sick.
What's wrong with you?
People who get coleslaw on a roll. What's wrong with you?
Okay, no, we don't have time for
what's
this.
Wrong? Tomorrow.
Charlinski's out the office. Be like, will you shut up about coleslaw and let me in, please?
Jeez, I hate coleslaw. Yeah, do you like it? Do you like coleslaw? Yeah, she's not me. She likes. I'm surrounded by weirdos.
You think you know someone. We've worked together now for a few years and.
Yeah.
You know. Thought we were on the same wavelength, but it turns out no, we are different.
And I thought it would just end there, but then I started getting messages last night. Got a message from my auntie-in-law through my cousin, because she's not on Instagram, to send a photo to me of my auntie-in-law holding up a big tub of coleslaw going, what do you think of that? It really was like the what do you think of that Joe Brawley moment, but with Dave Duke with coleslaw. So I took to Instagram last night and I says, we need to talk about coleslaw. I hate absolutely everything about it and what it stands for. A lot of votes. And the first message I got was, F off. Not feck off, but actually, you know, F off. Excuse my language, but F off again. Coleslaw compliments so many dishes. X. And it went on and on and on. And I actually had to turn off the phone when I went for my run, because I was like, I can't deal with the coleslaw backlash. You can see some of the messages I got at DJ Dave Duke, but it is now time for coleslaw court, and we call to the stand the first defence arguer from vaguely addressed postcards, Jesus's daughter.
Ah, Dave, what's the story?
We talk again.
Indeed.
You never got the postcard.
Card, I was so sure it would come.
That disappointed me when I heard that news, and then that disappointment was compounded when I heard that you are pro-slaw.
Of course.
Why?
Everyone has to be pro-slaw. Well, do you know what? I think my love for it started way back in maybe 98 when I discovered the most amazing sandwich ever with rashers, coleslaw and cheese. Amazing.
Jesus's daughter, a.k.a. Katrina, by the way, for those who aren't familiar with Jesus' daughter's story, you disgust me.
Katrina, I'm fully on your side, by the way. Can I just say, just to revert to the rashers, cheese and coleslaw concoction, that sounds amazing. Is that
so good, and especially after a night out.
I mean, I know we haven't had too many of them, but you can still enjoy and appreciate the sandwich. Like, would you agree with my assessment that Dave just hasn't eaten the right type of coleslaw?
Yeah, maybe. Some of it like can be a little bit dodgy.
It's not everyone that gets it right. Sometimes the mayonnaise to veg ratio is all wrong. There's either too much or too little. Some bit of the veg is overpowering the situation. But there are brands and there are makers that get it just right. And I think Dave just hasn't found them yet.
I think this argument is totally invalid. If I was a gay man, you wouldn't say to me, well, you just haven't found the right woman, and that's what you're doing to me with coleslaw right now. I am anti-slaw, and that argument isn't valid.
No, it's, you know what it is, Dave? It's like saying you don't like films because, you know, you haven't seen a film that you like. That, you know, there's this film out there for you.
Well, maybe I don't like films. What if I don't?
But, look, coleslaw adds to everything that it's added to. It makes it better. I'm it all right, Katrina?
So good. Try that combination. It's just unreal.
How can you think that a coleslaw sandwich is good for after a night out?
But it's what you put it with. And if the next day, instead of the big greasy, you know, roll with everything on it, just keep it simple. Rashers, coleslaw, cheese, nice cup of tea. Job done.
You are the first defence witness to coleslaw. Even though I totally disagree with you, I must say you've played a good game and you've put up a good defence.
No worries.
Thank you very much. Jesus's daughter, aka Katrina, may stand down. Are you happy with your co-defendant's case?
Yeah, will I sum up the points?
Yes, please do.
You know, it adds to what it accompanies. It makes it better. It offers a sharp flavour. The world would be a poorer place without coleslaw.
It is, just as a rebuttal to your points, it is the terrorist of food.
Wow!
We'll go through some of the pro and anti arguments. Hello, Mel and Drogheda. I can only have coleslaw on the side of a salad, a side of pasta and salad or lasagna, but never in a sandwich. That crunch would be yak. No, my luck, stuck all of my teeth. So Mel is pro and against. Is that somewhere on the fence?
Oh, yeah, really on the fence. But at least, you know, accepts the fact that it does add to certain situations.
Gavin, coleslaw ruins lasagna. Oh, yes, yes. Court rules in favour of that summary. Okay, you had Katrina on your side. I haven't had time to line up someone, so I'm taking a chance. And I'm bringing a witness in off the street and hoping they can make a good argument. On the hoof. Hopefully they can defend.
Hello?
Is this Emma?
Yeah.
I am dependent on your help on coleslaw. I need you to argue against coleslaw.
Oh my God. On the radio.
I'm taking a chance on you. I haven't verified you before bringing you to the argument box in court. But if you could just say what you said in your WhatsApp, I think that might be good enough.
Just a summation of the whole atrocity that is coleslaw.
Thank you very much. How would you describe coleslaw?
A complete abomination.
An abomination, absolutely correct. Would you agree that it is the terrorist of the food? The foods.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It ruins everything it touches. And once it's there, and if you don't like it, you can't get rid of it. It just destroys your whole plate, your whole sandwich, your whole meal. It has no business being on any plate.
No business whatsoever. Say if coleslaw came on your plate, what would you say? Or what sound of displeasure would you make?
All you would hear is the plate hitting a wall.
Oh, yes. I fully agree with you.
I can't support this. To challenge your idea that it just makes everything worse that it comes into contact with, like, does it not just offer the lovely consistent crunch of the cabbage or the little bit of carrot, and then the addition of the lovely mayonnaise? Like, come on, you're just eating the wrong types.
I like mayonnaise, and then it goes all runny, and it just ruins everything. Like lasagna with coleslaw. Lasagna is perfectly lovely. You don't need. Nobody wants crunchy lasagna.
Yeah, right.
You want. Yeah. So why do you need to add crunch? I don't have crisps for a crunch.
Yeah. Except. Yeah. Oh my God, Emma.
Crisps with your sandwich, not mushy, like anemic mayonnaise with random rabbit food in it.
Oh. Emma, I love the way that I haven't even verified you before bringing you to court, and you're smashing the game. Fionnuala is speechless.
I am speechless because I just don't understand how your taste buds aren't developed enough to appreciate the deliciousness.
It doesn't even taste of anything.
You're right. No, then you're definitely eating the wrong.
No, 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 you're right.
You can't just turn off
right.
My microphone.
You're right. Emma, Fionnuala's gone.
Yeah.
Fionnuala. Sorry, anything to say, Fionnuala? She's talking away. Okay, no, this is censorship.
Yeah, Dave is abusing his power as being in charge of the microphone. I've actually forgotten where I was now. You've thrown me off course completely. I think you need to do a different taste test. We need to get you about five or six different brands, and you'll find the right one for you.
No.
You're right. Nah.
The rabbit got sick on your plate.
You're dead right. Yeah. Emma, I am forever in debt to you for arguing and being anti-slaw. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Emma, what a performance. Can I get that gavel, please? Oh, class. Just picked Emma without verifying, come into court here, Coleslaw Court, boom, made the argument.
I still stand by my assessment that it's all about experimentation, discovery, finding what's right for you. And to that end, if I may be so bold, could that form part of your forfeit?
But you wouldn't dare, would you?
For a country,
you
or no
wouldn't.
Country.
You wouldn't dare, would you?
Seeing as I had to digest something that was very unpleasant to me, I'm just putting it out there.
Further submissions, please. 087-1-102-107. I can see the abuse coming, and I am lapping it up here in Coleslaw Court.
iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco, saying thanks to our customers for continuing to follow the guidelines that protect us all.